知行英语 Listen and share.
The bell.叫堂钟声Turning sadly away, the sweeper's eye was caught by a gleam in the bushes near the rock where he had placed the treasure chest the night before. Carefully, keeping his eye on the place where the skeleton lay buried, the sweeper felt around the rock until his hand closed on two gold coins that the ghost had missed. Casually, he put the coins in his pocketand hurried from the ledge. When he got home, the sweeper put the coins in his sock and hid it under the floorboard for safekeeping. The sweeper never went back to the ledge to retrieve the evil priest's buried treasure, though sometimes he was still awakened by the mysterious sound of the bells. He knew it would take someone more pious than himselfto banish the ghost of the murdered man and reclaim the money for God. But he did use the gold coins to send his eldest son to school. And with the leftover change, he bought himself a new shovel. He was heartbroken. He turned around and prepared to go back.这时，眼睛被树丛里的一道光线闪了一下，位置就在他昨晚放下宝箱的那块石头旁边。他的眼睛紧紧盯着骷髅被埋葬的位置，伸过手去，在石头周围仔细地摸索，终于发现骷髅掉了两个金币在那。他把金币捡起来，往口袋里随便一扔，然后就急匆匆地离开了。到家以后，他把金币放在一只袜子里，又藏到地板下面。从那以后，尽管有时还会被夜间神秘的钟声吵醒，但是他再也没有回到平台去挖那些神父留下的黄金。他知道也许会有某个比他更虔诚的人可以制服那个鬼魂，把黄金归还给上帝。但是他还是用了他那两个金币送了大儿子去上学，然后用剩下的零钱买了把新铁铲。现在我们来逐句道的听一次故事原文和译文。
Turning sadly away, the sweeper's eye was caught by a gleam in the bushes near the rock where he had placed the treasure chest the night before.
他伤心极了，转过身准备要回去，这时眼睛被树丛里的一道光线闪了一下，位置就在他昨晚放下宝箱的那块石头旁边。
Carefully, keeping his eye on the placeWhere the skeleton lay buried, the sweeper felt around the rock until his hand closed on two gold coins that the ghost had missed.
他的眼睛紧紧盯着骷髅被埋葬的位置，伸过手去，在石头周围仔细地摸索，终于发现骷髅掉了两个金币在那里。
Casually, he put the coins in his pocket and hurried from the ledge.
他把金币捡起来，往口里随便一扔，然后就急匆匆地离开了。
When he got home, the sweeper put the coins into a sock and hid it under the floorboard for safekeeping.
到家以后，他把金币放在一只袜子里，又藏到地板下面。
The sweeper never went back to the ledge to retrieve the evil priest's buried treasure, though sometimes he was still awakened by the mysterious sound of the bells.
从那以后，尽管有时还会被夜间神秘的钟声吵醒，但是他再也没有回到平台去挖那些神父留下的黄金。
He knew it would take someone more pious than himself to banish the ghost of the murdered man and reclaim the money for God.
他知道，也许会有某个比他更虔诚的人可以制服那个鬼魂，把黄金归还给上帝。
But he did use the gold coins to send his eldest son to school. And with the leftover change, he bought himself a new shovel.
但是他还是用了他那两个金币送了大儿子去上学，然后用剩下的零钱买了把新地产。
讲解一下相关的语言点。
Carefully keeping his eye on the place. Carefully 提到句首的位置，起到加强语气的作用。
联系上下文，我们可以知道这是在强调主人公当时高度紧张，非常小心。
如果这句写成 keeping his eye on the place carefully, 那就很稀松平常了。
一般来说，句中起修饰作用的形容词副词以及感官动词都可以这样提到句首使用。
例如 Look, what a beautiful picture.
看多漂亮的画。
Hurried from the ledge.
这里的 hurry 都 quickly 意思相近，但是也有区别。
Hurry 有忙乱仓促的意思，
而 go quickly 纯粹就是表示速度快，没有匆匆忙忙的意味。
Sometimes,
有时，不时。
He did use.
这里作者并没有用一般的形式 he used. 作者这样说也是为了加强语气。
Do 作为语气助词放在动词前面，意思是确实是，实在是，起到强调的作用。
例如 I do want to get a sleep. 我真的是想睡觉了。
Send his eldest son to school.
送他大儿子去上学。这里作者用了 send. 要注意表示的是送去上的那种寄宿学校。一般来说，表示早晨送孩子去学校，口语就可以说成 take his son to school, 或者 drive his son to school, 开车送孩子去学校。
Change,
零钱，不可数名词。例如
I want some change.
我需要一些零钱。
现在我们来重新听一次故事原文，相信大家这一次能听懂多一些。
Turning sadly away, the sweeper's eye was caught by a gleam in the bushes near the rock where he had placed the treasure chest the night before. Carefully, keeping his eye on the place.Where the skeleton laid buried, the sweeper felt around the rock until his hand closed on two gold coins that the ghost had missed. Casually, he put the coins in his pocket and hurried from the ledge. When he got home, the sweeper put the coins into a sock and hid it under the floorboard for safekeeping.The sweeper never went back to the ledge to retrieve the evil priest's buried treasure, though sometimes he was still awakened by the mysterious sound of the bells. He knew it would take someone more pious than himself to banish the ghost of the murdered man and reclaim the money for God. But he did use the gold coins to send his eldest son to school, and with the leftover change,He bought himself a new shovel.
All right. 故事今天就先讲到这儿。谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语不能一步十寒。